Peacekeepers work to bring Haiti out of poverty and starvation. Christians get involved with rescuing the vulnerable in the Philippines. And e-books join the missions movement. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in Haiti for another year because of the fragile security situation. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says lack of food was compounded by shipping problems for them. There was concern they'd run out of food before their new shipment arrived, but
somebody donated 500 boxes of the food packs. So that is going to tide us over until we can get the next container down.
For those they're helping, it really is a matter of life or death. Pray.
But this container really does go in as anticipated and clears through with no big problems because it not only has food packs in it, but it also has 1,000 cases of formula.
DeHart says it's always been about the gospel. However,
first you got to feed the belly or they can't hear. That has been one of the primary reasons for our food program all along. They just can't hear the message of love from Christ if they're starving to death.
Next, food security has also caused problems in Haitian schools. Government sources say the food supply is stable, but still few families can afford both food and schooling. When kids go to school, they're too malnourished to focus. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says Bright Hope has set up a campaign in Haiti
to feed the children, number one, supply the schools and the churches with materials and Bibles, which is phase two, and then phase three is a microloan program.
As these needs are met, physical needs will be also.
Poverty isn't just a physical or financial situation. It's also spiritual, and that's why we've chosen to work solely through indigenous churches. It's a powerful mix that changes lives for today with physical needs, for tomorrow with economic needs, and for eternity with knowing Christ as Lord and Savior.
Visit our website for details on how you can help in any of these phases and have your gift matched through Sunday. You're listening to Mission Network News. The government in the Philippines warns no quick fixes in sight for flood recovery. Many are responding. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board recently sent 30 disaster relief volunteers to Manila. Along with distributing food and cleaning up muddy basements, volunteers shared God's love with the flood victims. Manila-based International Baptist Church hosted a disaster relief training program for area churches. You can help IMB make disaster relief efforts possible. Find out how at our website. Next, thousands of people freeze to death every year in India. Global Action is raising funds and sending short-term mission teams to India to hand out thick woolen blankets. From India, Global Action's Lars Dunberg says,
this year, we're trying to provide 10,000 blankets. Last year, over 10,000 people froze to death, and we're trying to avoid that this year. And so we go into these villages. We have done a study beforehand. We know what people are the most needy.
Blankets will help sustain life, but the gospel will be shared to provide eternal life.
The gospel is shared with them in a non-offensive way. All of these people are Hindus or Muslims, and then they hear that we have come to share that love with them, and we express it by giving them a blanket with no strings attached whatsoever.
You can give or even join a distribution team in December or January. Visit our website for details. And Biblica, formerly IBS STL, will now be offering e-books of many of their titles. This decision was made because of the growing demand for digital books and to better serve the Christian community. With these books, Christians will have access to essential resources in areas where printing costs are too expensive or Christian materials are restricted. Already, Biblica has over 70 titles in ebook format, and they're hoping to eventually have all of their titles available. Visit our website to learn more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.